Crush. Thank you. chill. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gamma Crush doing it up another week, Walkman style. This week, got a few instrumentals that I picked out from hearing 124 and 125 of Glib Style's Boom Bap Soul Mixes, then followed up with Volume 14 of his Chill Study Chill Beats. But the first track I started the show with was from Adam Trapp's latest release, The Alpha and Omega. Name of the instrumental, Go Getter. Then Slippin' by Soundtrack, that's SNDTRAK. DITC Forever, Part 1, by Ment Plus. A nice flip to the nighttime remix of Next Level, which samples Maynard Ferguson's Mr. Mellow, if you didn't know that. Back On by Bob Cat the Legend. That's B-O-B-B-C-A-T-T. AMV with 80s Groove Part 3. The first track to Volume 14 of Chill Study, Notice by Scalesi. Desh featuring Odyssey LC and Delaney with In Depth. Phomobia by Moo Latte. Clem Beats and Phil Tyler with Push. Shy Away Responsibly, Jack Wolf. That's with two Fs. Start After One. MTL's KVNB with Away, album of the same name. Garden Party from Bugseed's Static album. Raindroppin' on a Warm Evening, Skinny Bones the Godfather. Peter Bark with Nightcap. Then Glib came back to us with another Bugseed track titled Deep in Love. Beautiful by Soy is Real. Role Models from One Eyes Before I Was, I Am. Coffee Rings by Still Floatin'. Then South Africa's I Will Tunes with 1NE, 4OR, DJ Glib Styles. I think it's just 1-4 DJ Glib Styles. Not sure how this next name is pronounced, so I'll just spell it out. F-V-O-R-T-A. Track title, Tonight. Theory has it with A, Art Official though. Jacqueline, Brandon Meeks featuring Ernest Stewart. Sayin' Some, Lucid, that's spelled L-O-O-C-I-D. Then the Don Digga took us home with Meditate More by A-Wee the Seed. And now I'm taking you home with this background beat, Real Eyes by Richie Lo-Fi. More from the Soul Keeper, go to linktr.ee/DJ_GLIBSTYLEZ. More from your hometown Hamburglar, GAMMAKRUSH.CA.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy. The show brings you a new, live-off-the-floor modular and hardware synthesizer exploration every week. It's like a backstage rider platter for your ears. One, two, three, and a half. That's how many flights of stairs I get to carry my gear up after a gig. My music room is located on the third floor of my house. And a half. I don't make it easy on myself. When I started out with modular, probably based off some stuff I'd read about how a smaller setup would be easier, I tried to keep my gear footprint as small as possible. It'd make for a quick in and out of venues, and loading and unloading wouldn't be too much trouble. And I started out like that. I really did. And as time passed by, and I found myself in the same place for a long while, my setup grew. The modules seemed to multiply like gremlins in water. So I added another case of those, And you know, doesn't the Moog grandmother just fit into the sound so nicely? There's another case and stand. And seeming as I have another stand added, let's add the Dave Smith X4 on top of that. I still find myself fighting the urge to fully incorporate a small piano into my setup, too. That plus my modular case, synth case, amp, cable case, and stands has made moving this stuff around a lot more challenging lately. Yeah, I've always had piles of pianos, organs, and amps that I've carted around for years, but I've got to the point where I have doubles and triples of those things, and I can leave them closer to the main floor. The synth stuff, though, after I bring it out to a show,